Taylor, I am so interested in your journey to poetry at such a young age. I wonder if you can tell me how you came to be a poet, a published poet. When did you start thinking about writing poetry?
So when I was in middle school, I spent a lot of time at the Logan Library. And my mom knew I was really interested in English, so she would always send me a lot of different poetry events, and that's actually how I heard about your poetry event and your poetry reading. But I really got interested in poetry throughout middle school through reading a lot of different poets, and I thought it would be sort of something fun to experiment with or sort of to try out and see if it was something I would be interested in. And eventually I found a lot of different online publications and began sending my work out because I wanted to share it with more people and to sort of challenge myself to see if I could write about different topics and think a lot about different things that affected me and that were like part of my experiences.
When was your first poem, do you think? Do you remember it?
I think like my very first poem, which was sort of like rhyming, like little, was probably in like sixth grade. So like right at the beginning of middle school.
Oh gosh, what was it about?
I think it was about like food.
Gosh, and you know, I have to ask while we're on this topic about when your first poems were, what about your nature poetry? Because you write such amazing poems that have to do with nature. And I'm just so impressed by your language because it's so creative and empathetic. And it seems to ring with the urgency of social and ecological transition. How do you do that? How did you get to there?
That's so nice of you to say that. I think it really starts with always like having an appreciation of nature. And I love hiking around. And I guess maybe just being in Logan has really influenced how I like am always around nature and see a lot of different effects of nature. But I also think that a lot of what drives me to write poetry about nature is also like current issues and reading about sort of the science behind different ecological happenings or disasters or climate change. And I think that that really drives me to write poetry more about it. And that's actually one thing I'm really excited about this National Student Poets Program is we all get to do our own community service activities. And so I haven't decided for sure yet, but I sort of have some ideas about doing different climate change or poetry and nature workshops. And I think it's also really cool because in the West, that's one of our really defining points. And I think that it would be super fun to be able to spread more awareness and just interesting aspects to see nature through a different lens and to explore different aspects of our relationship with nature.
That community service is so important, and you and I did that wonderful mm-hmm. little spring poetry workshop at Hillcrest School. And how did that start, that whole community service idea? When did that begin?
Yeah, so I think it's always been really important for me to be able to reach out to the community, and I think that sometimes there's a few like limited ideas of what reaching out to the community means. But I think that like poetry in itself is a way of, you know, speaking out to the community and trying to connect people of different backgrounds and make it more accessible. And sort of combined with my own, like how I started writing poetry and how I feel like I didn't really have a lot of access to it in school and like my other activities. And it was really through reading. I think that like these two factors combined have really driven me to want to be able to spread poetry to more people. I'm sure for you to do a lot of different community events.
Yes, yes. You know, you wrote some poems for your application for the National Poet, and I wonder if you'd read that Ode to Suburbia, because I think that one really describes what you're talking about right here.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay.
Ode to Suburbia. Summer now. We miss time, forget to sleep. City glint hurtling through mountain and cow country, lights distant as pink moons. The ceiling fan lops off the ends of words. Landmarks named by the lines of my bare feet, saguaro, prickly pear cacti, spray of chickweed. brother asks why a comet doesn't hit already, why we don't take a rocket ship to the moon. This place is a drive-through. I give him my last butterscotch to hold on his tongue, escape sliding into the gutter thick and fast. Even as he says he's dying to get out, come August, the two of us will still stalk the road, picking pearls of salt from under fingernails. We make magic with a deck of cards, prop our feet on the kitchen ledge. Mama stirring gumbo, sinking cherries in a gallon of liquor. She sighs when she sees us, my brother and I always waiting for something more. Moths shudder out of the streetlight like goldenrod. Across the cul-de-sac, the neighbor feeds potatoes to crows, piece by piece. Dollar bills tacked to her fridge door, puckering under my gaze. Not enough for Exodus, for deluge, for anything, really. We wait, jammed to the window, fingers pressed to dusk, our breath on the white chip glass.
I love that city glint hurtling through cow country, the family, the neighbors, the cherries, the goldenrod. You've described my favorite things in Cache Valley. This has been so nice to learn a little more about you. Thank you, Taylor.
Yeah, it's really been a pleasure talking.